District officials predict that changing to a cheaper insurance plan could save Milton schools $500,000 during the 2010-2011 school year. The teachers union had previously offered to pay 2% of the premium for the higher cost insurance, but the matter went to arbitration in June and teachers lost. Michael Dorn, union president for the Milton Education Association, says they're disappointed but ready to move on.
We knew going in that there was the possibility of either side's offer being chosen, so we were prepared for this eventuality should that decision take place.
Dorn says the decision could prompt other school districts to negotiate changes on health insurance. It might happen regardless. Governor-elect Walker made campaign promises to save taxpayer money by allowing local governments and school districts to enroll in the state employee health plan.
So some of the difficulty of this decision is kind of taken away by the political agenda that currently exists.
Walker said during the campaign that school districts and local governments that are already paying less than the state employee health plan would not have to switch. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.